Okay, spiritual significance of colors in scripture, the color black, part one. I think this will be a two-parter. Psalms 18, verse 11. We'll start with that. He made darkness his secret place, his pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Isaiah 45, 3. I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, which call you by name, am God, the God of Israel. Talking to Cyrus right there, but talking to all of us. As with every word in Scripture, the color black has a positive and a negative application. In this particular study of the color black, I want to drive that point home by pointing out that even the word sin, which is typified by the color black and darkness, has a positive application in as much as it is the first step, which is necessary to become as God. Now, the New Testament tells us, and I think it's in Corinthians, that maybe it's Hebrews, God called light out of darkness. But God is the creator of both light and darkness, according to Isaiah 45, verse 7. So God is using darkness, sin, lack of understanding as a starting point in all that he does. Genesis 33, verse 22, the Lord said, "Behold, the man has become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever." That's the words that God himself used. He's become as one of us to know good and evil. God knows good and evil. God creates good and evil, and you can't find one minister in a thousand who will admit to that plain biblical doctrine. God is sovereign over everything. I will give you two verses of many scriptures which establish this point, and then we'll move on. The first section has to do with King David's sin in the matter of Uriah and Bathsheba. Psalms 51, verse 1. The chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he'd gone into Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Now, his transgression was committing adultery and then committing murder to cover it over. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Both of those sins that David had committed were rewarded with death under the law of Moses. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you might be justified when you speak and be clear when you judge. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. David's wretched sins brought him to realize what he really is, shapen in iniquity and conceived in sin. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part, you shall make me to know wisdom. Wisdom and truth have a lot in common. You don't have any wisdom if you don't know truth. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. That's what God does for us. He blots out our iniquities, hides his face from our sins. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. In Adam, we're all shapen in iniquity and conceived in sin. That means we're all created by God in the hand of the potter, marred, in need of a savior. Then there's this enlightening statement made by Christ himself in the Garden of Eden. The Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life. In its positive application, black is the health and well-being of the flesh. So let's look at that in Leviticus 13, verse 37. If the skull be inside at a stay, and that there is a black hair grown up therein, the skull is healed. He is clean, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. Black being the opposite of white, darkness being the opposite of light, signifies not being able to see beyond the flesh. But it is in our black darkness that we begin to see God while we're yet in the realm of dying flesh. Black is a color which is intimately connected with being spiritually blind. In its negative application, black typifies a famine of the word, leading to spiritual starvation, spiritual ignorance, spiritual darkness, and being spiritually blind. Okay, there are seven Hebrew words which are translated blacks. So we're going to go over those. The first is Sakor or Shakor from H7835, properly dusky, but also absolutely jetty black. Here are a few examples of how this word is used in its positive application. Now, I've already quoted the one in Leviticus 13:37. Song of Solomon says 1:5, I am black, Shakor, but comely, O you daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. Song of Solomon 5, verse 11. His head is as the most fine gold. This is the Shulamite talking about her lover. His locks are bushy and black, Shakor, black as a raven. Zechariah 6, verse 2. In the first chariot were red horses, in the second chariot, black horses, in the third chariot, white horses, in the fourth chariot, grizzled and bay horses. Then I answered and said unto the angel that talked with me, what are these, my Lord? And the angel answered and said to me, these are the four spirits of the heavens which go forth, standing before the Lord of the whole of the all the earth. Second word is shakar, the primitive root rather identical with H7836, through the idea of duskiness of early dawn, to be dim or dark in color, to be black. This word appears just once in the Old Testament. Job 30 verse, starting verse 26. When I looked for good, then evil came unto me. When I waited for light, then came darkness. My bowels boiled and rested not. The days of affliction prevented me. I went mourning without the sun. I stood up and I cried in the congregation. I'm a brother to dragons and a companion to owls. My skin is black, Shakar upon me, and my bones are burned with heat. The third word is Kedar, a primitive root to be ashy, that is dark colored by implication to mourn in sackcloth or sordid garments, be blackish, be made dark or darkened, heavily caused to mourn. Here's the positive application of that word. Came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with the clouds and wind, and there was a great rain, and Ahab rose and went to Jezreel. That's when Elijah called rain down after 3.5 years of drought. There's a negative application of that word. For thus saith the Lord, the whole land shall be desolate. You will not make a full end. For this shall the earth mourn and the heavens above be black. Because I've spoken it, I have purposed it, and will not repent, neither will I turn back from it. In Jeremiah 8:21 through 22, for the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment has taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Jeremiah 14, verse 1 through 3. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah concerning the dearth. Judah mourns, the gates thereof languish, they are black. under the ground, and the cry of Jerusalem has gone up, and their nobles have sent their little ones to the waters. They came to the pits and found no water. They returned with their vessels empty. They were ashamed and confounded and covered their heads. Ezekiel 32, verse 7, when shall I put thee out? I will cover the heaven and make the stars thereof dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give her light. All the bright lights of heaven will I make dark over you, and set darkness upon your land, saith the Lord. That's just talking about complete and total ignorance of God and who he is and what he's doing. That's what that's talking about. Covering the heavens and making them dark. I will also vex the hearts of many people when I shall bring destruction among the nations into the countries which you have not known. Joel 2:10. The earth shall quake before them, the heavens shall tremble, the sun and moon shall be dark, same word, kedar, black, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. Joel 3:15, the sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. Same thing as before there. The third one is keshak, black. Isaiah 13, verse 10, for the stars of the heaven and constellations thereof shall not give their light, and the sun shall be darkened. Different word, but the same message. It is going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. Lamentation 4:8. Their visage is blacker, a shock, than a coal. They are not known in the streets. Their skin cleaved to their bones. It is withered. It has become as a like a stick. Skin and bone. Amos, in other words, starving for lack of the word of God. Amos 8:9, and it shall come to pass on that day, saith the Lord, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day. Micah 3, starting in verse 5, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people to err, that bite with their teeth and cry peace, and he that puts not into their mouth, they even prepare war against him. Therefore, night shall be unto you, that you shall not have a vision. Another scripture says, where there's no vision, the people perish, because vision is being able to see. And it shall be dark unto you, that you shall not divine. The sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be dark over them. In other words, they're not going to understand, the prophets won't understand anything, and that's exactly where we are. As a whole, as a nation, as a planet. Then shall the seers be ashamed and the diviners confounded. Yea, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer of God. Five five oh eight. Chereth. I think this is the fourth one. I forgot the number there. Sokereth, similar to 5507, probably a black tile, Tessara, for laying borders with black marble. This word also appears only once in the Old Testament, but it demonstrates that all things are of God. Esther 1, starting in verse 5, when these days were expired, the king made a feast unto all the people that were present in Shushan the palace, both unto small and great and small, 7 days in the court of the garden of the king's palace, where were white, green, blue hangings fastened with cords of fine linen and purple, to silver rings and pillars of marble. The beds were of gold and silver upon a pavement of red and blue and white and black, Sukkareth, black marble. Eshan is number 5. Diminutive from H376, a little man of the eye. This was really takes the spirit just to understand this word. The pupil or ball, hence the middle of night. Apple of the eye, black, obscure. Now here's the positive application of this Hebrew word, which is also translated as black, but this is the positive application. this word. The Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert, in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him as the apple of his eye, the Ishan of his eye. Here's a negative application of this Hebrew word. And beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. Passing through the street near the corner, he went the way to her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot and subtle of heart. The sixth word is Shikara, Shikareth, from 7, H7835, swarthy black. This word appears only once in the Old Testament in the Song of Solomon 1:6. Look not upon me because I'm black, because the sun has looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but mine own vineyard have I not kept. And the seventh word is kamar, a primitive root properly to intertwine or connect, or contract, that is, by implication, to shrivel, as with heat, figuratively, to be deeply affected with passion. Love or pity, to be black, be kindled, yearn. Positive application, Joseph made haste, for his bowels did yearn, kamar. The word means both black and yearn upon his brothers, and he sought where to weep, and he entered into his chamber and wept there. 1 Kings 3, starting in verse 25, the king said, divide the living child in two, and give half to one and half to the other. Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son, and she said, my lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. The servants ruled, the negative is the servants ruled over us. Lamentation 5, verse 8 through 10. There's no none that doth deliver us out of their hand. We get our bread with the peril of our lives because the sword of the wilderness. Our skin was black. Both black and yearn are that word, kamar. Like an oven because of terrible famine. So in review, the application of the color black, a black hair is a sign of cleansed leprosy. The first time the word black appears in the King James is in Leviticus 13. The absence of a black hair indicates leprosy, and the presence of a black hair is an indication that the flesh is healthy and is not leprous. If a man or woman have a plague upon the head of the beard, and if the priest look on the plague of the skull, behold, it be not in sight deeper than the skin, and there's no black hair in it, then the priest shall shut him up that has the skull 7 days. But if the skull be in sight at a stay, and that there's a black hair grown therein, the skull is healed, and he is clean. The priest shall pronounce him clean. Black hair in the Song of Solomon is a sign of good physical fleshly health. In our first love, the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's, draw me. We will run after you. The king has brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in you. We will remember your love more than wine. The upright loved you. I am black, but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, are as the curtains of Solomon. Look not upon me because I am black, because the sun has looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards. But my own vineyard I've not kept. Solomon 5:10. My beloved is white and ruddy. His the chiefest among 10,000. His head is as the most fine gold. His locks are bushy and black as raiment. The negative colors black havens mean judgment, which in turn breaks the famine. Israel had not seen rain for 3 years. When Elijah prayed for rain, it came to pass after many days, 1 Kings 18, 1 and 2, that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go show yourself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. And he said to his servant, go up now. This is verse 43, is 1 Kings 18. After he had shown himself to Ahab, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked, and he says, there's nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. The different Hebrew words for black are often associated with words dark and darkness, because it is darkness and lack of light with which the word black is associated. Psalms 18, verse 11, he made darkness his secret place, his pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of skies. And we pointed out earlier, that's because we have a hard time seeing who God is. He is to our flesh darkness. He is to our old man darkness, just like he was to the Egyptian armies. But to his people who have his favor, he is light in the middle of the day, bright light. So his dwelling place seems to us to be dark and black, because we can't, in our flesh, we can't see him. The reason God's secret place is darkness is that it's not given to natural-minded, carnal-minded man to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God, nor the things of the spirit. And when you can't understand things, you're in darkness. Matthew 13, 11. He answered and said to them, because it's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to them it's not given. 1 Corinthians 2, 14. The natural man receives not the things of the spirit of God. They're foolishness unto him, they're darkness unto him, they're black. Neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. Ecclesiastes 2:13. Then I saw that wisdom excels folly as far as light excels darkness. Of course, God is the maker of both. Isaiah 45:7. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, have done all these things. You would be blown away at the number of highly regarded ministers who will tell you that God does not create evil. Men with huge followings don't even know that God creates evil. The Lord created darkness with a purpose in mind, for Isaiah 42:7, to open the blind eyes, to bring out of the prison out the prisoners from prison, and then that sit in darkness out of the prison house. That's what spirits in prison are in 1 Peter 3:19. Isaiah 60, verse 2, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. That's the way it is. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Speaking hopefully of you and me. It is this fact that keeps Christ and his gospel hidden from men who cannot receive the truth. But for those who love and can receive the truth, Isaiah 45:3, I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, which call you by name, am the God of Israel, the God who knows us before we're ever born, who has all of our days written in his book before there were any of them, gives us the treasures of darkness, the things that others can't understand. Now, we've already pointed out that the three primary colors of the literal realm, the natural realm, those three primary colors, which are red, blue, and yellow, those three colors, when combined, when all three are combined, produce black. I just think that that is absolutely amazing and revealing. I would never have guessed it if I didn't see it demonstrated. And when you replace the yellow with green, those three colors, green, yellow, and red, produce white, white light, pure light. So that's where we are. We're in the new man with the yellow being replaced by the green. Next study, we'll see how this concept has been carried over into the prophecies of the New Testament. So that's our study for tonight.